The church that offered sanctuary to Misael Perez and to Marco Tulio Cos, who was deported last week, is Shadow Rock United Church of Christ in Phoenix. They have been offering sanctuary to immigrants who need more time to navigate the immigration system since 2014. Their goal is to keep families together while their immigration cases are being played out. I spoke with the pastor of that church, Reverend Ken Heitzelman, earlier this morning.
Well, our reaction to Marco Tulio's deportation was what a surprise, shock, sadness, because it tore his family apart, tore him away from his family, and anger, because we had been assured, and when I say we, I mean Marco and his attorney, that his being detained and deported was not on their agenda at all. I mean, they said that multiple times. So we were very shocked and dismayed.
Right. And Marco was one of the several people who you have given sanctuary to over the years. Can you tell me a little bit about the sanctuary program that you have at Shadow Rock and what's the goal there?
Well, we have offered sanctuary to four individuals. Our goal is to keep families together and to keep people safe. And Marco Tulio was our first sanctuary case. There was no criminal record. He had a long time employment. He was a good neighbor to people around him. There had been a lot of acts of kindness and charity that he showed his neighbors as they had needs, and those things came to us. And he just needed time, as we understood it. He and his attorney just needed time to navigate the system so as to come to an administrative remedy that allowed them to stay together. And so we offered that time for them to work out that remedy. When we offer sanctuary, we tell ICE where they are. Mm-hmm. We don't hide anything. We're simply saying these people are living in our church because they need more time to navigate the system. Altogether, over the last 3 years, we've offered about 1,000 days of sanctuary, and they live at the church. They cook, and as a congregation, from time to time, we've been able to help families, because often it means one of their breadwinners, if not the main breadwinner, is been out of work and are in the church. So It's a cooperative relationship, and we thought it was even a cooperative relationship with ICE, but This latest turn of events with Marco Tulio has showed us that that's not the case.
This was a program that started in 2014 under President Obama's policies, but what do you think has changed under the new administration, where you're seeing people who previously hadn't been deported and had been working with ICE suddenly deported?
Yeah, I think that there has been a difference in the interpretation, implementation of policies under the new administration, that ICE has become more aggressive, more punitive. So I think that families and attorneys need to be very, very much aware that all the undocumented people are put at the same level of being a criminal, and no one is safe, and everything is uncertain. And attorneys that negotiate, advocate for these families, they don't know what to believe anymore.
Reverend Ken Heitzelman is the pastor of Shadow Rock United Church of Christ in Phoenix.